continue Maseches Peah in the second parak, and today we're learning Mishnayos Dalid and Hey of the second parak of Maseches Peah. So says the Mishnah Dalid Ulu Charuvin Kol Haroven Zeh. Just to recall, what we're doing over here is we're trying to explain when do we view something as one field where you're only going to leave one Peah, and when do we view it as two separate fields where you're going to have to leave Peah separately for each of them. So if you have a field of carob trees, an orchard of carob trees, Kol Haroven Zeh, as long as they can see each other, they're considered to be one field, which means that even if you have a wall in between the carob trees, even if you have intertwined branches over that wall, it's just a complete rock solid wall between the carob trees, as long as they can see each other, they're considered one field, and you give peah for the whole thing. The Bartanur explains, calls mancha meilanos together. What does it mean that they see each other? Carob trees don't have eyes, they don't see anything. No, it means if you're standing next to one carob tree, that you'll still be able to see the other one. That means that it's rowan elus elu. Rabbi Kiveger points out in the Tosfos Rabbi Kiveger that's the Shitas HaRambam, what the Bar Tanura quotes. However, the Ravid says Shari'i Zuhi Sha'adam Omeid Berosh Charav Zev Charav Shevet Tzad Acher. Not that if you're standing next to the carob tree you're able to see the next carob tree, but if you climbed up to the top of the carob tree you'd be able to see the next one. Then we assume that it's considered Rowan Elu Aselu, which means according to the Shitas HaRavid, even if there are a much greater distance, because you can only see from the top of one to the next one, that would still be considered a single field as far as Peah is concerned. The Mishnah says, Vayter, Amrim Gamliel, No Ginoyu Beis Abba. Gamliel says that in my father's house, they had the practice that Nosen Peah Echas L'Zeisim Shoylem B'Kol Ruach, that they would give a single Peah for olive trees that were all over the place, in all the different directions, meaning the city's in the middle, and you have some carob trees on the east side of the city, some on the west side of the city, some to the north, some to the south. Even though they were all on all different sides of the city, they considered all of the olive trees to be part of one field. Now the Bartanura says that's not what it means. B'kol ruach means that peah achas hoynosim al kol zeisim shoylem l'tzad mizracha shalir upeah cheres al kol zeisim shoylem l'tzad ma'arava v'chein l'arba ruchos. Doesn't mean that from the east to the west and the north to the south. No, what it means is, says the Bartanura, is that when all the trees that were on the east side of the city, no matter how far distant to the east they were considered one peah, one field, one orchard. All the trees on the north side was considered one orchard. All on the west side was considered one orchard, but not that they were, if there was a city that was mafsik in between them, that would actually be afsik. So a geder is not going to be enough to be mafsik between them, but a city in the middle is going to be mafsik in between them. But then the Gemara said, the Mishnah says, rather, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Tzadok Omer Mishmo, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Tzadok says in Rabbi Gamliel's name, Af l'charuvin shoylem b'chol ha'ir, one peah even for carob trees that they had around the entire city, meaning even different sides of the city, from the east to the west, to the north to the south, it would all be one. It would all be considered one field, according to Rabbi Lozor Rabbi Tzaduk. Rabbi Gamliel held carob trees are more difficult to separate than olive trees are, and according to the Tanakama, Rabbi Gamliel held the carob trees are easier to separate than olive trees are. So even charuvin, it's whatever they had in the entire city, even the different sides of the city don't separate carob trees into different fields. If you look at the Bartanura, shoylem b'chalir ein nosim kiim peah achas l'kulan, one peah for all of them, even though they don't see each other. We don't pasken like what Rabbi Lozor Rabbi Tzaddik says in the name of Rabbi Gamliel, but we do pasken like what Rabbi Gamliel said, that zesim the color in each and every direction gets separately, and charuvin color rowin ze azeh is going to be included in the same peah. Now the Mishnah discusses Mishnah Hey, Hazarei Sadeh Min Echad. Let's say you plant your field with one species of grain, so of produce. So Afal Pishu will say Shtei Granos Nosen Peah Achas. Even if you gather them at two different times, you make two separate crops of gathering, it's still one Peah. The fact that you gather together the same item twice does not mean that it's two fields. But Zra'a Shnei Minin, but if you plant your field with two different species, two different types of produce, so Afal Pishu Asad Goran Achas, Pales, even though you may gather them in all together as one crop, Nosin Shtei Pales. Then you're going to give two Pales. Then it's considered to be two separate fields, one for each species that you plant. Each species is considered to be its own separate Sada, and each Sada needs its own Peah. Hazareah, Sadeu Shnei Minechitin. But you know, there is one case where it really matters whether you do it as Gorinechar or Shnei Granos. Meaning we said if it's all one crop, it doesn't, if it's all one species, it doesn't matter whether it's Gorinechar or Shnei Granos, it's all going to be one Peah. If it's two species, also doesn't matter whether it's Gorinechar or Shnei Granos, it's going to be two Peah. So when does it matter? Here's where it matters. Hazareah, Sadeu Shnei Minechitin. Let's say you plant two different types of wheat. Asan Gorinachas, Nosin Peah Achas, Shnei Granos, Nosin Shnei Peahs. Then it makes all the difference whether you make it Gorinachas or Shnei Granos. That if you do it all as one crop, then it's going to be one Peah. If you do it as two separate crops, then it's going to be two Peahs. If you look in Tosfos Yom Tov, Asan Gorinachas, Shnei Granos, so Mefurish B'Yushalmi, V'Yivir Rash Tolozin Basar, Machshavas, Lassas Gorinachar, Obeis Granos, Elekasher Asa, Kenyokum, Lassas Peah Achas Ushtaim. It doesn't matter what your plans are, whether you want to make it Gorinachar or Shnei Granos, it matters what you actually do. That when you're harvesting one for one crop, so that's it. So then it's Gorinachas. But when you harvest twice, then it's Shtei Granos. So each time you harvest, you're going to have to leave a separate Peah. Now, what determines whether something is Shnei Minechitin? So the Mishnah Rishona points out that the Gemara Menachos tells us that of the Chameshes Minei Dagan, they're not all really totally different from each other. That Kusmin are a Minchitim, Shibalashul and Shifon are a Min Saorim, which means of the Chameshes Minei Dagan, two of them are types of wheat and three of them are types of barley. So the question is, as with regards to Peah, are Kusmin and Chitin two different types of wheat? Shibalashul and Saorim, are they two different types of barley? Meaning, how would we qualify that? Would we say that that's Taloi in being Gorinechad or Shnei Granos? Or would we say that no, those are two separate things, and because they're separate things, it doesn't matter whether it's Gorinechad or Shnei Granos, you're always going to have to leave two Peahs. So the Mishnah Rishona is not sure what their halachic status is with regard to Peah, even though with regard to other things, they're separate, and with regard to other things, they're the same. So, okay. So just to quickly summarize what we did today, Mishnah Dalet, we said that Machlokas, that when it comes to the Tanakhama said that when it comes to Charuv trees, as long as you could see from one to the other, it's still considered combined with each other as one field. And we also said when it comes to olive trees, each direction of the city was its own field. And Charuvin, as long as they see each other, whereas Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Tzadik said in the name of Rabbi Gamliel, that even Charuvin that they had in the entire city in all directions would be considered one field. So it comes out that according to Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Tzadok, Rabbi Gamliel held that Charuv trees are more likely to be considered one and the same, because even in all directions of the city, whereas the Tanakhama's reading of Rabbi Gamliel is that no, Charuv trees actually have to be Rowin Elu es Elu, as opposed to olive trees where they just need to be on the same side of the city. So olive trees are more likely to be considered one and the same. And then in Mishnah Hay we learned that if you have one min planted in your field, it doesn't matter how many times you make a silo and you harvest and you collect from that field, it's still going to be one Peah. If you have two minim, it's going to be two Peahs. The only shaila is if you have shnei minei chitin, or lav davka chitin, shnei minim of the same thing, two different types of wheat. You have two different types of rice, brown rice and white rice, something like that. That's the shaila. That's where it's really going to depend on whether you make it Gorinechad or Shnei Granos. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we will pick up with Perek Bey's Mishnah Vav.